The police administration says investigations are ongoing into the recent attack on the Chufuprazu police station in the central region. The move followed the death of two persons believed to be illegal miners. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the public affairs director of the Greater Accra Regional Police Command, DSP Freeman Tete, said the corpses of the deceased have been deposited at the hospital for autopsy. He assured the people of Chufuprazu of their safety, saying the police are working hard to get to the bottom of the matter. He spoke with Agatha Samoa.
The Inspector General of Police has called for immediate investigation into the entire operation, find out whether it was authorized or not, and the cause of death, whether it was as a result of police bullet, as being alleged by the people, or it was they got drowned. And also, preparation is underway for the coroner's report to come out, because it is important that a post-mortem is carried out. So that is exactly what the district police commander is doing, because I just spoke with the district commander and he told me that they will be contacting the court for the coroner's form for the inquest to start.
So for now, we don't know what might have killed the two.
It's a matter that we are still investigating. According to preliminary report from the local police, they went on an operation to flush out criminals from their hideout, and in the process, they chanced upon this illegal miners. Daily they saw the police there. People numbering about seven dive into a nearby river, which is River Pra, where they were operating their illegal mining activities. So in the course, two of them got drowned.
As you said, there may be an easy calm now in the town, but where are the whereabouts of the four inmates of the nine who were set free during the attack on the police station?
Actually, point of correction, nine inmates were actually set free when the police station was attacked, and we've been able to recapture four of them. So five are currently at large. So that is the latest. We are still looking for them.
What initiatives have the police taken to patch up the differences between them and the people of Chufuprazu?
We wouldn't say that there's a difficulty in terms of relationship. It's an operation that was carried out that led to all this. What is important is that the RegSec has met with the opinion leaders, all the stakeholders. The DISEC started the process before the RegSec came. That is the district security council and the regional security council respectively. And we on our part, the central regional police command has also initiated moves to patch up differences. And we believe the police administration through the various command to ensure that there is relative peace in the area for normal security.
The Greater Accra Regional Police Relations Officer of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Freeman Tete.
Meanwhile, the MP for the area, Samuel Atoamua, has confirmed his participation in a meeting by the Regional Security Council to resolve the issue. He, however, advised the youth to stop illegal mining.
What we've been able to do now is talking to the bereaved family and accepted that they are posing a confidence in us that we are going to help, we are not going to show any wrongdoing concerning those killings.
We understand the Central Regional Security Council had a meeting with the people of Chufuprazu, the police and other stakeholders. Can you tell us the outcome of that meeting?
The outcome that it has calmed the situation, it has normalized the situation for us, because when the regional minister, including the regional commander and the district commander, myself, we started going to the Chufu Paramonsi and the Chufu Etimukwa, who are owning the land now. So when we went there, we had a meeting with the two Paramonsis and had another meeting with the bereaved family at the Desert Assembly Hall.
We are aware the youth in the area have been engaging in illegal mining for years now. What exactly have you been doing as an MP to deal with the challenge?
I had a meeting with them that they should be very careful, because what they are doing is illegal and it doesn't conform with the constitution of the state.
That was MP for Chufu Etimukwa, Samuel Atoamua.